at the heart of North Yorkshire.
Jonathan Cowher.
BBC Radio York.
Good morning, then. Good to have you, your company on a Sunday morning, the 7th of April. Now then, if like me, you happen to be a smartphone user, you will know that your smartphone has to stay with you at all times. It's like an extra limb. You tweet from it, you text from it, and you turn to it in times of trouble. Well, now there's a special app that you can use if you'd like a night out on the town. You may be interested to know it's a new app that's come from the faith-based group Street Angels. It's designed to help people enjoy their evening in greater safety and to give them access to important information to help them do just that. Paul Blakey is founder of Street Angels, and earlier on I asked him about this new initiative.
The new app has been created by Lincoln Street Pastors, and really it's a way of just highlighting some of the better facilities that are available within town and city centres. Hopefully eventually across the country.
So what sort of things will it tell people then?
It will tell people where the nearest pubs and clubs are. It will tell people taxi ranks, fast food places, Twitter feeds, phone numbers, a little map so that people can actually find the way there. It's all designed around the work of Street Angels so that they can recommend the places that they know are safe. And so if a stranger arrives in town, they can just log on to the app and actually find the way around town without getting into trouble or danger.
A stranger walked into town, but he was okay because he had the right app.
How
do you get folks to download it? Because these things are very much sort of word of mouth things, aren't they?
They are, yes. I mean, we only launched it earlier this week, so we're just kind of in the development stage at the moment. But eventually we'll be promoting it through the local project. Hopefully we'll have posters or stickers up in the pubs and the clubs where the app actually points people to. And again, word of mouth is the best way. Obviously, social media, we're on Facebook, Twitter, we've got websites as well as the app, so we can push it through all of these different mediums.
Is it going to be cool to have the Street Angels app on your smartphone? Would it be a good idea to be a bit cheeky and call it the phone devil or something?
maybe, yes. Yeah. I mean, we're calling it the Your Night app. So that, you know, it's hopefully going to be there, and just make sure that people have a good, safe, fun night out.
Well, that's Paul Blakey, who's founder of Street Angels. I was speaking to him earlier. Listening to that with me in our York studio this morning is Martin Rowley, who is a York Street Angel. Good morning.
Good morning.
You were not out with the Street Angels last night.
No, I wasn't, no. So I managed to avoid that one.
Hence, you don't look too bleary-eyed this morning. Just explain, for those who've never heard of the Street Angels scheme, what a Street Angel will do.
Yeah, I mean, basically what a Street Angel is a part of an organisation that are made up of a faith-based volunteers, and what we do is we don high visibility orange jackets, and contrary to the beliefs of my 6-year-old daughter Freya, who thinks we have wings, we don't have wings. We just have these fluorescent jackets, and we go around in teams of three from 10 o'clock through till about 2:30, 3 o'clock, depending on how busy it is. We have backpacks with us, and that contains essentials like water and flip-flops for the ladies that have realised that 6-inch high heels at 2 o'clock really isn't the thing to have. A lot of what we do really comes back to the app that's being launched. A lot of what we do is we give people guidance. You'll understand, obviously, York is the centre for stag parties and for hen nights. So what we do is we give people guidance in terms of where to get a taxi. We often have people referred to us who are, as the doorman put it, well in drink. Very often totally non-responsive, without any chance of getting into a taxi. So our job is to kind of sober them up. And
How does the activity of Street Angels mesh with the activity of the forces of law and order? Because some might say that, you know, some of those responsibilities that you're taking on, giving people guidance, helping people out when they have had too much to drink or they've had a fight with their mates, that's actually the job of the police.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, the initiative of Street Angels started some 3 years ago, and part of the nighttime economy in York that's managed by a number of agencies, not just the police, but the door staff, York City Council. We realised that there was a need for some of the less dangerous situations that the police and the PCSOs and the door staff were finding themselves in, the situations would arise where they would be taken away from more urgent calls, and it was realised that Street Angels actually fits there's a gap in the market, as it were.
You're a faith-based group.
We are.
At any point during your interaction with somebody who's the worst that wear for drink, do you take the opportunity to talk about the Christian message? Does that form any part of what you do, or are you just there purely to help and actually spreading the words, the gospel? Does it ever come into it?
It does. I mean, Jesus said, "By this will all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another." And I think that's really the essence of Street Angels. We're not there to evangelise the streets of York. We're not there to Bible bash people that are in a vulnerable position. But what we do is we share the practical love of Jesus in the way that we administer all the things that we administer, whether it's a bottle of water, whether it's a pair of flip-flops, whether it's a space blanket or a little map of York showing them where the taxi rank is. And I think, you know, the favourable response we get from the police and the door staff and the people that are out on the streets of York of a Friday and a Saturday night, I think the response is very favourable because we don't overtly try to convert and evangelise.
Are you ever mistaken for the forces of law and order there in your high-vis jackets?
No, we're often, because they're orange, we're often mistaken for the postal staff. And round about Christmas, every single night that we're out, we get comments about where's my Christmas card or
this lovely postman helped me get home last night. I think
absolutely.
The post people have. How's the project developed in York? Because you're not out every night of the week, obviously.
No, we're not. No, we're out on a Friday and a Saturday night. I mean, again, like any organisation that relies on volunteers, those volunteers have to be trained, and then we have to kind of have them rotated to be out. So the busiest nights are Friday and Saturday, so they're the nights that we're out. And initially, you know, it started with a team of about kind of 10, 15 people, and it has developed. We've probably trained over 70 to 80 volunteers. But again, you'll understand that, you know, the transient nature of York, people come and go. So we probably have about 25 to 30 active volunteers at the moment. And as far as developing the project is concerned, one of the things that we realised was that when we come across a needy person or someone's referred to us by the door staff or the police, what would happen is that we end up walking them round York for up to an hour, trying to keep them safe and get them sober to a place where they're able to either get a lift home or arrange for a taxi. And that hour that we spend with that individual, whilst we're doing what we're supposed to do, it really takes us away from being able to help others. So one of the things that we did was, we applied last year for a Lloyds Banking Group local community grant, and we were one of four projects that went to the public vote, and thankfully we came second in that public vote, and we were awarded a £5,000 grant, and that's towards what we call the bus project, the safe haven project. We've always wanted a safe haven in York where we could take people back to. That would then release the Street Angels team to continue to patrol the streets, and it would give that individual that's vulnerable an opportunity just to be looked after. So St. Michael the Belfry Church have got a bus, a community bus. So what we do now, we now have what we call the Street Angels bus, and the plan is to have that parked in Parliament Street. A major thank you to York City Council for giving us permission to park the bus on Parliament Street on a Saturday night, and we had that out last week for the first time.
Now there's the smartphone app on the way to help you do your job and give people a bit of guidance themselves.
I think the smartphone app is a great idea, and it's certainly one that we're going to be looking into, and hopefully that will be available for the revelers of York.